Good morning. Welcome to Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Great to be with you today. We are going to connect you with the world's best psychics, mediums, astrologers, and more here on a daily basis. We do it at 10 a.m. Eastern and give you a chance to get a reading for free. Yes, and hopefully a whole lot of good advice for your life. It's a lot of fun as well, and I have guests on that I know that you love. And today is absolutely no exception whatsoever. She's been with Above and Beyond since the very beginning. She's been on Lime Radio, actually, since the very beginning. We're now into our second, going into our third year of Lime Radio, Healthy Living with a Twist. And just want to say thank you to all of our wonderful listeners and supporters to Lime Radio, because it's because of you that we're here. And as always, if you can write a letter to Sirius and say how much you love Lime Radio, that's definitely a great thing to do. It's like anything else. You know, everybody likes to hear the positive feedback. So, and you can always reach me here at Above and Beyond at lime.com if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions. Love reading your mail and connecting with you kind of one-on-one. Also, just so you know, the number, in case it's not displayed on your screen, is 866-LIME-114, 866-546-3114. If you're calling from outside of the country, Canada and beyond, it is 212-531-6351. 212-531-6351. So today I'm so happy and thrilled and proud to say that I have the wonderful Dr. Carmen Hara back in the house. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi, Laura.
Wonderful to have you.
You're doing such a great job with this show. I have to congratulate you. You've done a fantastic job. And I think everybody listening is excited for the show.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope so. I really am so blessed. It just kind of... It sort of created itself on its own, this show. It was meant to be only for 2 weeks while we worked out something else, and then that kind of fell through and kept falling through. And before I knew it, the show sort of took on a life of its own.
It's a huge success.
Well, yeah, thank you. Success. Oh, Carmen, bless you. Well, you know, you were there from the very beginning. I think you were on, show or something.
I think I actually predicted this is going to go forever. I always told you this has such a potential. It's so beautiful, and it's going to work.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. Well, we hope so. My main objective, not only for entertainment purposes, because absolutely it should be fun and it should be a learning experience, but it should really be helpful too. And I really like giving people a chance to connect and hear and talk about issues and topics that you don't always get to talk about out in your mainstream life, you know, about connecting with your loved ones that have crossed, or about the spiritual significance of the number four, you know, like what we're going to maybe talk about today. I mean, these are kind of the things that, I don't know, for me, that for the last 20 years or so, I've been completely interested in the topics of personal transformation and then spirituality, but not from a non-religious point of view, more about just the laws, the spiritual laws, like the law of attraction for one, and the laws of love and how it can permeate your life and create miracles. And just metaphysics in general, I just think it's exciting. I think there's a hunger for it, and I feel like a big, huge family here at Above and Beyond. The people who are listening are just their teachers as well as and healers themselves. So it's wonderful. And you're one of them. So happy to have you.
I'm so excited to be here.
You're a doctor, and you're an extraordinary psychic and medium. And you're also a jewelry designer. And you've got six books or something. You just keep going. You're like the ever ready bunny. Yeah, and you're a licensed psychologist too. So people actually come and see you at your office. Which I think would be amazing. Do you blend a little bit of your psychicness
absolutely.
And do they know that? Or do you keep it a secret?
One of the reasons they come, because they know that I always like to bring parapsychology into psychology, and teaching metaphysics is what I love the most. And I think that that's what you do with this show. You teach people, you know, spirituality, as you said, teaching them the laws and teaching them the learning, having the understanding about the world we are living in, and in which way the world we are living in relates to ourselves. Because we tend to alienate ourselves from the world, and we don't have this kind of knowledge. It's missing. This is something. And the laws of the divine is one of the things that I personally teach in schools. You know, mm-hmm. I love to teach teenagers who have so many issues about emotions and discovering and giving birth to themselves, you know.
Yes.
Teach them about what they need to know the most about their feelings and how to relate to the world around and how to deal with their parents, you know, with their friends, with their teachers. It's such a thing. And that's what the show does. The show is teaching people, opening doors to possibilities, and that's what a psychic mind will do. It's one of the ability of the brain. You bridge the consciousness with the subconscious mind, and it gives you power, the power that comes from within.
Absolutely. And this is something that, wouldn't it be wonderful if we were teaching this in the schools?
Oh, my God.
You know, I had a dream, actually, one time, an actual sleeping dream, not like I have a dream kind of thing. But I had a dream that I was helping to create these schools, and mm-hmm. the schools had the component of teaching metaphysics. And I remember one line in the dream saying, this is supposed to create good citizens of the world. This school is supposed to create good citizens, as opposed to just academic. Proficient kids.
True.
My dream was that, you know, this you reach every aspect of the soul, you know, while you're teaching everything. I just think the Waldorf School does that.
Yes.
You know, have you heard of the Waldorf School
yes.
system, the Rudolf
yeah.
Steiner?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're trying
to do.
They're
trying to do this, and it's just perfect timing to do this. Well, even a time we have so many questions about what's in store for us, where is this world going? With all this news about the pole might shift, that part of the world will sink. What we need to know more is learn more about metaphysics, spiritualities, laws of the divine, in order to prevent things from happening. I mean, you mentioned the law of attraction, the law of love, the law of manifestation, the law of karma, the law of dharma, the law of wisdom. There's so many laws out there. They all work together, creating the holiness, the totality. And that's what we need to create a whole in this time of evolution. But it's interesting, you were mentioning that today is the 4th. Mm-hmm. And for those who want to learn metaphysics, one of the things that you learn in metaphysics is learning about chronology, learning about the Kabbalah, the ancient teaching about numbers and the power and the vibrations that number have within yourself. So when you think of the number 4, you think of the 4 pillars, the 4 column of the world that Pythagoras and Samos was talking 2,600 years ago when the Greek philosophers came to the world to teach the world about the structure. But when you think about 4, you think about the cross, you think about the square, you think about the number of destiny, the number of the free will. You refer to the Bible because number 4 is so present in the Bible. It refers to the 4 prophets. It refers to the 4 doctors of the churches. It refers to the 4 evangelists. The 4 rivers in the Garden of Eden. The 4 horsemen in the Apocalypse. The 4 is associated with green, with the color green, which is interesting. Is associated with the color D, with the initial D, M, and V. Is associated with the 4 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So very significant for those out there listening. What does it mean for me? Is that doorway, that path, the symbol of your free will. Today is a day when you decide about your destiny, because what's the cross? Jesus' cross. And also think of the 4 element of creation. Why is the house based on 4 corners? Because that's the only way. Is the 4 is the number of the matter of the physical existence. So the 4 is the way you ground in the physical world, the earth, the water, the fire, the air. But think of what you eat is based on 4 elements. The fat, the carbohydrate, the protein, and the water. So these are the 4 elements that you need in your food. Mm-hmm. You are using the 4 limbs. It's very significant. You mm-hmm. know, animals walk on 4 limbs. So everything relates to 4. But 4 also is associated with money. Do you have money in your life? Check in your birth code. Do you have a 4? And then it means in this lifetime, you are meant to have money. They will come no matter what. Think of Oprah Winfrey. She's a number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Think of Bill Gates is a number 4. Think of Donald Trump is a number 4. Think of John Kerry running for the presidency was a number 4. Married a woman who was a 9, but because he was a 4, he brought into his life all the money. Mm-hmm. Through the marriage. So if you're a number 4, you are meant to have that financial power that will allow you to help the world.
And you know that, I heard also that 4, when I read this in some numerology book, that 4 was also the number of completion. Is that true?
Well,
and foundation.
It is the foundation because it refers to the world of the physics. It refers to the world of creation, emanation, density, and formation. These are the four elements of the physical matter. And it is complete from that point of view. And to my opinion, the most powerful association of the number four is to the element of the cross. The four cardinal points, the four seasons, the north, the east, the west, the south. So we used to say that the magic sometimes is to invoke and to bring in the power of the wind of the west, the east, the south, and north in terms of you actually accessing your destiny. And to my opinion, the fact that number four is the number of destiny and the number of the cross, that says it all. So for all of you who want to access your destiny, you know what I mean, you think of the element of four and make sure you have it in your code.
Well, so I'm a triple eight, but there's fours in eight. Does that mean
absolutely
that there's four
you
there?
Double the, so it's a karmic number. Number four is a karmic number. You double the four, you actually get an eight, which is the planet of karma. So you actually double the power of numbers. So when you have an eight,
so I should be really rich.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What's
you
going
be
on here?
Oh no. You will be. You know, you absolutely be. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, where think of Oprah. Where you coming when in terms of financial, where you born doesn't mean anything. Is what you meant to do and what you will definitely make it. I had people say, oh, I'm a four and I still don't have the money. Well, hang in there. You will. So there's no way you miss that. But you have to have the awareness. If you don't have the awareness, you know, then it's like in everything.
Well, some people don't understand this. So when you say you're a four, what you actually need to do is you need to add
acknowledge
up
the power.
No, yeah. I'm just talking about actually physically getting to the number is by putting your birth date.
Yes, exactly.
Adding that number with the month, adding that number with the year, which 2007, you put that together, 7 and 2, because the two zeros in the middle is a 9. So you, okay, so today, for example, if you're born today, and happy birthday to my friend Dylan and my goddaughter Carson and Brennan, they are, that's a 12 because of December, which is a 3 because you always have
exactly
to add the
it's
two
a single
together.
You reduce everything to a single. And people get confused with the year. The year is a single digit, too.
Everything has to be a single digit.
Single digit, yes.
So the 12 then
it's a 3
is a 3.
And that's the planet Jupiter. 4 is the planet Uranus. And congratulations to all your people in your life who have a 4. They born rich. So they born in the world of the matter. They have the power of the number 4, which is fantastic. Uh-huh. But if you add together 12, which is a 3 plus 4, it's a 7.
7 plus?
Plus 9, which is 2007, which is 9. And don't you guys feel the energy of number 9? I'm just asking millions of people out there. You all feel 2007 was a 9, which means we were coming to an end globally. A collective mind of the planet came to the end of the 9-year cycle. And I bet we all feel it. That's why the election has to come in 2008, which is a 1. So we finally end the 9-year cycle and we start. There's a new beginning globally for Mother Earth and everybody out there, and will reflect in our life, in our economy, in our politics. 2008 will create that shift into another direction.
Oh, good.
So if you add 7 plus 9, it equals a 7. So this the totality of the day today, if you add all the numbers together, is the spirituality, the number 7, the planet Neptune, the planet of the metaphysics.
No, wait,
we're
a
talking
second.
Metaphysics. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Is.
So wait, yeah. 3. So 3 is for the 12 because
mm-hmm.
2 and 1 is 3. Plus 4 for the day.
That's equal 7. Plus 9.
Right, 9. 9 and 7 is 16. So, oh,
1 plus 6 is 7.
Thank you very much. As you know, that's why I'm in radio and not an accountant. Okay.
Yes, single digits.
Wonderful. So today's an actual 7 day. Now tell us about the 7 before we go into the break, because then we are going to take your phone calls with Dr. Carmen Hara today. She's going to be giving readings.
Well, 7 is the number of God for everybody listening. So if you have a 7 in your code, that's the number of God. Everything is associated with 7 chakras, 7 colors of the rainbow, 7 musical. God needed 7 days to create the physical world, and he took a rest on a 7 day. So the 7 is associated with this planet. We're talking about metaphysics, the planet that corresponds to this science, which is the science that goes beyond the physical world. Four is the physical world. Everything that goes beyond that is going into the fifth dimension, into that world of the meta. Meta means beyond, like beyond and about, beyond metaphysics. So beyond physics, and there's this planet Neptune. Now, when we discover the planet Neptune in 1947, we discover the parapsychological mind, the subconscious mind. Freud was born. We had no idea of the way of our thinking. We had no idea the way the brain works until we discover the planet. You see, planets above the influence, the level of evolution on Earth. So the moment we discover the planet Neptune, we became interested in metaphysics, in spirituality, in psychology, in parapsychology, in psychiatry, and so on and so forth, and everything associated with the mind.
Oh, interesting. And I think it's gone now from the mind to the spirit. That's my feeling. But we're going to take a short break here. This is Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Today, the wonderful and darling Carmen Hara, Dr. Carmen Hara, is on. Today, we're going to take your phone calls, so make sure you have this number so you can get a reading. 866-LIME-114, 866-546-3114. If you're calling from outside of the country, it's 212-531-6351, 212-531-6351. Dr. Carmen Hara today, her website is carmenhara.com, and Hara is spelled H-A-R-R-A. Find out how you can connect with her, get a private reading, and so much more on her website. Above and Beyond with Laura Smith. Can't wait to connect with you on the way back. On Lime, Healthy Living with a Twist on Sirius 114. Don't go away.